Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trainer Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, Dan is back with us and recording next to me this week. So he's made up for the fact that last week he was doing some serious drilling. Say no more.
I was just drilling, Craig.
You haven't helped yourself.
I know, I don't think I have, like, actually.
I was just drilling.
Yeah.
This week, we're talking about our plans for Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando in October of this year. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us. And when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic. Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So let's move on from drilling.
Drilling, yeah.
We don't want to be talking
drilling
about
drilling. To a minimum.
Yeah, keep the drilling to a minimum, especially when you sat next to me.
Yeah.
We don't want people asking questions. I mean, this is going to sound even weirder. We've just finished a pretty intense sesh of planning.
There was sweat, there was tears. I was going to say blood. You didn't get that violent.
No, although talking about Halloween Horror Nights, I think we were close.
That's more of the brown stuff, though, isn't it?
Yeah. But I think after about an hour, maybe slightly longer, we finally have a plan for our trip in October, which is actually the first trip that we've taken to Orlando together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is pretty crazy, really, considering we run a theme park site. In fact, the only theme park that we've been together to is Disneyland Paris.
Yeah, we haven't even been to a UK one together, have we?
They're about shit, aren't
they? They are a bit shit, aren't they? But we were talking about it, doing it.
We were talking about going to Thorpe Park
a year or two ago or something, wasn't it? But, yeah.
We'll have to go to Thorpe Park this year, I think it's...
Mm.
What is it? It's like, they give you money to go there nowadays, don't they?
Pretty much, I think they have to, really.
Based on those reviews, they give you a tenner and some drugs and set you on your way.
Yeah, just point you in the direction of the toilets to get you to collect your drugs or something, wasn't it?
The toilets were a bad state of... Yeah. Going back to the episode, for context, I don't know what number it was.
I can't remember.
We couldn't tell you, but just search. You'll find it. So we finally came up with a plan, and we just thought it would be good to just take a break from the poor reviews and Craig.
That sounds harsh.
No, he likes a good old joke. He knows I'm joking. He's beating me on the on his fitness goals anyway. He's been texting me all week.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
showing off.
Yeah, well, because I've just got an Apple Watch.
Right, okay.
And I added him on that. So,
I didn't know that was a thing, but okay.
Yeah, and he's been smashing me.
That sounds dodgy.
Some serious drilling.
Back to the drilling.
We thought we'd just talk through the plans. We're there for, 11 nights?
Yes.
I think, 11 nights. If we're not, we've definitely got the plan wrong.
Yeah, 11 nights, and we've
got 10 full days.
Yep.
Plus
the last
the evening
day,
and the morning.
We've got the most of the last day, don't we? Because our flight's like 7 or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So we're just talking through the plans. We haven't booked restaurants yet. That should start tomorrow.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
So nobody book what we're about to tell you.
It won't be going out to Monday, so we're okay.
It's very true. We're safe.
Possibly. So all of our plans could well change based on whether or not we can get restaurants on these days. But let's start off with the Friday when we arrive at Walt Disney World. So for those of you that don't know, we're staying at Old Key West, which is a brilliant hotel. And I think the first time you're staying on property, is it not?
It is, yeah.
What a hotel.
I mean, I always like the look of the Old Key West, so it's perfect.
It is a great hotel. Yeah. I like it a lot because of the atmosphere and the boat ride that you can get to Disney Springs. But also, they serve chocolate martinis.
Now I know why you love it. Is there key lime?
Oh, there is key lime.
See, this is why you love that part.
They do have key lime. Hotel. They have good key lime tarts there.
Tartlets.
They because it's obviously based on Florida Keys.
Mm, sure. Oh, that makes sense. Then.
That's where obviously the key lime was invented.
Yeah.
Bit of key lime knowledge for you there.
You're full of the key lime.
I'm salivating, thinking I haven't eaten like since like 12 o'clock. Now I'm thinking about key lime pie, and we're recording what in the evening now.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna be arriving at Old Key West, and then I think we're gonna take it pretty easy. We are on the Disney dining plan, the kind of standard middle tier, so that gives us 2 snacks, 1 sit-down meal, and 1 quick service per day, plus an alcoholic beverage with each meal.
Which you're gonna take full advantage of.
Which means, because you don't drink, 2 alcoholic beverages for each meal. So we've got quite a lot of food and drink to get through.
Yeah, I think we'll manage it though.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely manage it.
We're not going to leave any credits unspoken for.
No way. Even if on the last day we just raid one of the stores for all of our snacks, it's happening. So yeah, we're going to either eat at the hotel. They've got a good quick service at Old Key West, or I think regardless of whether we eat at the hotel or not, we're going to go to Disney Springs.
Yeah, have a sort of a chilled evening roaming around Disney Springs,
just trying to stay awake, basically.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. So we need to pick up our gift card, and you can do that from the main store in Disney Springs, which I always forget the name of.
World of Disney.
Yes, that's correct. So for those of you that don't know, you have that gift card, just head into World of Disney. I think they like to make it difficult for people so that people don't do it, because there's like one cashier, I think, that deals with it.
And he only works on a Thursday between 3 and 4. Only when the moon is large or something.
Yeah, it's always during Happily Ever After, funny enough. It's weird that. But yeah, obviously they can't give it to you on check-in, because that would be too easy, wouldn't it?
Of course, yeah. It's a bit weird, isn't it? Because you think, why try and prevent people from
getting... That's exactly what they're doing. I think you have to give them your voucher and some ID as well.
Right, and you have to solve a 1,000-piece puzzle.
Yeah, while also...
In half an hour.
Yeah, and there's 3 riddles as well. I'm black and white. And red all over. That's the only riddle I could think of. That's a crap riddle. I'm sure they'd be more difficult than that.
Hopefully. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I don't know why I said hopefully.
Yeah. I'm sorry, sir. You can't have your $200.
No!
And if we can, I'm definitely going to stop in for a quick drink at Jot Lindsay's.
Yeah.
Although I've heard they've added a live band there now. An Indiana Jones themed bar with a live band.
Is it Indiana Jones themed?
No,
music,
it was a
though?
DJ.
Oh. That's disappointing.
There weren't even DJs when Indiana Jones was alive.
I think in Big Bang Theory they form a Indiana Jones, or they do a song based on Indiana Jones.
Which is fine.
They should do that.
I don't understand if it was the whole intro scene from Temple of Doom and they just were performing that on repeat.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Boulder included.
Yeah, like
Temple of Doom, but you know, they should include the boulder
with a massive symbol just crashing past and people getting crushed by it and stuff like that. And someone in the room is poisoned, but they don't tell you who.
Some dark turn to this band.
you order your drink and it looks a bit off, but you just go with it anyway. And then you see some guy walk around with a little like vial of antidote, and you're like, oh no, it's me.
Yeah, I'm sure I didn't order a green smoking drink, but, you know.
I'll run with it.
Maybe the water's different here.
It was free. So, yeah, the evening we're just going to try and basically stay awake.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of tempted to book a restaurant, but you never know, flight delays, that kind of thing.
Very true.
Plus eating on after getting off a flight is always tricky, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we normally go for a sit-down meal in Hard Rock.
So Hard Rock's good enough for you.
When I've stayed on property, but the only thing is, like, we know Hard Rock, it's just when we've stayed in the Hard Rock Hotel, or which I can never remember the name of it, the other one.
You're the Universal Man.
Whichever one it is, I can't remember the name of it.
Is it beginning with an S?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
I can't remember now. But. Yeah, because we know Hard Rock is just around the corner. We know what we want.
Yeah.
And it's just easy to order.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's plenty of options for quick service in Disney Springs and at Old Key West.
Yeah.
So we'll find something.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And if not, I'll just boathouse it for one.
Just go for the massive steak or the massive lobster.
Exactly. Oh, I could do that. We need to stop talking about food. I'm starving now.
We could be in trouble. You could be in trouble then.
Yeah, considering that's half of the conversation in today's podcast.
Yeah.
If you hear any rumbling, it's not thunder. It's just my stomach.
Yeah.
So the first day on the Saturday, and actually we may be meeting Ben from ED92 on the Friday.
Oh, okay.
Possibly.
Right.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Because he might be at Mickey's Not So Scary.
Yeah.
Which we won't be going to.
Well, we won't have tickets for, so.
No, we could turn up.
We'd just be crying at the gate.
No, let us in! So first day on the first full day on the Saturday, we are obviously going to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tradition for you, isn't it?
It is a tradition, which, to be fair, I didn't push for.
No, I knew it was a tradition for you, so I wasn't going to fight it. I was going to be like, let's go to Universal that day.
Universal? What? On a Saturday? Oof. Yeah. I mean, Magic Kingdom on a Saturday is stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Is there extra magic hours on that day? I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
I think it was basically, we are going to Magic Kingdom on that first day, so it doesn't matter whether there are or not.
No, exactly.
No, I'm feeling there aren't, actually, because I think it was Wednesday and Friday, maybe?
Yeah, I think Wednesday is the extra magic.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're just going to Magic Kingdom. Obviously, it's good to get into that Disney spirit.
Mm-hmm. Walking down Main Street.
Exactly. Skipping down Main Street. There's no walking down Main Street.
Oh dear, this could be interesting.
You'd be like, where's he gone? It's like...
He's already halfway down skipping.
No, to be fair, I'll be sprinting to Starbucks to get my pumpkin spice latte.
Tis the season.
Exactly. And that's the thing, actually. I will have one of those, at least one of those every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one snack spoken for.
Yeah, do we get breakfast? What were we doing for breakfast?
Oh.
I didn't ask this, actually. I was thinking, because we don't have breakfast in the hotel necessarily, do we?
No, so we get one quick service.
Right.
And you can choose to have that wherever you want.
Right,
so okay. You could use it for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Do they
class breakfast? I suppose it depends whether you're... If you went for a breakfast buffet, do they class that as a...
That's a sit-down.
Sit-down, right, okay.
Yeah, whereas if you're getting, like, I don't know, anything else from a quick service, it will be a quick service, obviously. But, like, if you get a cake from Starbucks, it's a snack. But you can use a quick service as three snacks if you wanted to.
Yes.
And I think we will have quick services to spare, is my gut feel.
Likely, yeah.
Because
we've got sit-downs for basically every day, haven't we?
Pretty much.
Apart from one day. Two days, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, pretty much. So what we've done in the past is just taken some cereal bars, some breakfast bars.
Yeah.
That has kept me going until I've got to Starbucks.
Yeah, I mean, we a lot of the time, if we're staying, well, where we've stayed on property at Universal, we often go to Starbucks for breakfast.
Mm.
Or in the Hard Rock Hotel, there is a similar sort of place. It's not a Starbucks, official Starbucks, but they do that sort of stuff.
Yeah, Old Key West has got the quick service restaurant, which changes menus for breakfast and lunch, dinner.
Right.
So they've got breakfast offering there.
Yeah.
But quite often I just go to Starbucks. And to be honest, when you have something like a pumpkin spice latte, they're quite filling with the cream.
Mm, yeah.
That'll take me along for another 20 minutes or so. Until the next...
Until the next coffee.
Until the next coffee, yeah. So yeah, we're at Magic Kingdom all day. We probably won't be staying for any shows. In fact, I think it might be...
Is that a not-so-scary night?
Possibly. Right. Actually, I'm not sure where it is, but regardless, we're going to Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
Because that first day is always quite tough.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting there for park opening.
You're still a little bit tired from the jet lag.
Yeah, sort of thing. Exactly. So we're just going to take it, like, chill out at Planet Hollywood, and then just get the boat back.
Yeah.
To the hotel, I think.
Yeah, and we can always spend a little bit of time in Disney Springs again.
Yeah. It's so big now.
Yeah.
There's so much to do.
Yeah. That's the thing, you want to kind of do a little bit here and there, because there are so many shops that are good to look in and things like that, so...
Yeah. What I tend to do is... Lower
spending money in the first day.
Well, this is the problem. What I usually do the first couple of trips to Disney Springs is I kind of make a mental note of what I want to buy.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the holiday, when I'm like, Jesus, I've still got like... $1,500 left. It's gone straight away in World of Disney or the pin store.
Yeah, yeah.
That pin shop is
dangerous
to me.
I'm often... I buy when I see it, because if I don't see it again...
Okay, yeah.
That'll
yeah.
annoy me.
Yeah.
And I'll get to the point where I'll spend all my money and then I'll just stick everything on a credit card.
That's fair. That's fair.
A dangerous way of doing it.
Slightly different way of doing things, yeah. But... All that, and also something to keep in mind as you're staying at as you're a Walt Disney World guest, you can get all your items shipped back to your room, or back to the hotel at least. Anyway,
yeah,
then you go and pick it up. Only things you can't do are food and drink.
To the room?
No, I don't think
Universal
so.
Universal deliver to the room.
Yeah, but Universal have got like 10 guests.
Harsh.
So, yeah, Planet Hollywood. I know there's roaches in Planet Hollywood, but we're going True. There to...
We're risking it.
We're risking it. We both like it there.
Yeah, I went there twice last time and I didn't have a bad experience.
Yeah.
So maybe I can't remember the name of the manager that was... slated.
Oh yeah, he really was slated. Yeah,
but, yeah. I mean, to be fair, if they read the reviews, he's probably no longer the manager.
Yeah, so. I mean, I would have fired him by now. Yeah. Yeah, but
Kenny was it? No, maybe not Kenny.
Giving Kenny a bad name. Mm. I don't think it was Kenny.
No, maybe not.
But yeah, we head there. You know, if we walk in and it looks terrible, then we'll walk out and find somewhere else. But
yeah, I mean, there's plenty of places in exactly. Springs, isn't there?
But yeah, that's what we're aiming.
You say it looks terrible. I don't. I'm sure, like floods of. Cockroaches yeah. running
down the stairs,
carrying people away.
It's like, oh, they painted the stairs that you walk in. They painted the black.
It's moving.
I don't remember there being an escalator here.
No, that man's being carried up and down.
It's like 40,000 cockroaches. So yeah, that's our first day. Second day is usually Epcot for me.
Right,
if I'm being honest.
Is that because you love it so much?
Epcot's my favorite part. Anyone that listens to this knows that. But we're going to Hollywood Studios.
I think we're being tactical here with the extra magic hours, aren't we? That's what
yes,
we're doing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So you've got extra magic hours in the morning for Hollywood Studios. It will be our first time going to visit Toy Story Land.
Yeah.
And we just decide, you know what? And I think we did the same last year for Pandora. I think Monday was our second day.
That sounds familiar. Yeah.
Monday was our second day, which usually would be Epcot. But because Pandora Extra Magic Hours, we went there instead of Epcot.
Yeah.
And it makes so much more sense to do that. Toy Story Land's going to be busy regardless of how bad the rides may be.
Yeah.
I'm sure they won't be, but...
Yeah, I mean, even I was going to say Music Mania. Midway Mania is going to be
Music
crazy.
Mania!
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's such a good ride, even though it's not new, because of the new area.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why we're going there. We're aiming to watch either Fantasmic or the Star Wars show or both that day. And we're also eating at the Yachtsman Steakhouse, which I think is the only restaurant on the list that I've not eaten at before.
Yeah, I think it was new for both of us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was the only one that you hadn't been to and I hadn't been to.
Yeah, because I think we had it booked or we were going to go there last year.
Right.
For some reason or another, we didn't. But it's... I've heard very good reviews. Some people saying it's on par or maybe slightly better than the Cellier. I'm not sure.
You're going to be torn here.
I'm not sure they're going to beat that pretzel bread, if I'm honest.
Our earlier plan, we had Yachtsman and the Cellier very close to each other, so you could have reviewed them, you know. But now, because Yachtsman's at the beginning, the Cellier at the end...
Mm.
You're going to forget what Yachtsman was like by the end, and you're just going to be like, Lasalia!
Lasalia, yeah!
Yachtsman who?
Yeah, what the hell is this Yachtsman place? So I'm really looking forward to that. Obviously, we both love steak.
Yeah.
And Yachtsman.
Enough said, really.
Yeah, that's it. End of podcast. Yachtsman is meant to be one of the best steak places in Disney World. So it's 2 credits, but we've got credits to spare.
Yeah, just like
we're just like
flush with credits.
Take our credits. So we thought, you know what, let's give it a go. Next day, we're off to Animal Kingdom. Again, it's a Monday, which is
extra magic hours. In the morning, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we'll be sprinting straight to Flight of Passage.
Yeah.
And going on that. Then I'll probably grab a green beer. Because last time I went there, it was open. It was
9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, when I came off Flight of Passage, it was open at 10. So I was just like, all right.
Yep.
I'll go for that. We're going to Animal Kingdom. We're eating at Yak and Yeti.
Because it's in the park.
Because it's in the park. It's an amazing restaurant. If you've not tried it, you need to try it.
I've not tried it.
Have you tried any of these? Well, obviously you've been to Planet Hollywood.
I think the only... Yeah, there's
a few that you haven't been.
Yeah, about T-Rex. Half of them I haven't been to, actually, by the looks of it.
Okay, there is a few here. Yak and Yeti is an incredible restaurant. It's very different to the classic, you know, burgers that you would... A lot of people expect that from Disney, and I think are very surprised when you find restaurants that don't have that. And actually, there's so much choice that isn't just burgers, it isn't just steaks. Yeah. There's so much on offer. And Yak and Yeti is one of those places, and it's just really, really good food. Definitely in... the top five, I think, for me. Certainly of the Disney restaurants that I've been to.
Because what sort of cuisine is... My thought was it's sort of Chinese cuisine, but is it more Asian as a whole?
Yeah, it's kind of borrows from different Asian cultures. Right, okay. Yeah. But it is like, if you like Chinese, if you like Thai food, you'll be fine there, yeah. Basically. And also, we've put here another show.
Mm.
So we're supposed to be at Animal Kingdom for the entire day, and we will be there for most of the day, I'm sure. But there's probably very little chance that we will stay for Rivers of Light.
Yeah.
Because yeah. It's just not very good.
No, I think we both saw it last year when we went.
Yeah.
And we weren't impressed. So it'd make more sense to either try and fit in another Hollywood Studios show, depending on what we watched the previous night, or just watching another one of the shows that they got available.
Yeah, or going to grab some food somewhere.
Yeah.
Whatever we want to do, but it won't be watching Rivers of Light. No. Oh, I mean, on the day, we may well change our mind and be like, why not? But I doubt it.
I don't think I will.
Especially if there's only Budweiser to keep me happy. That's what they serve at the...
Oh, is it?
Just like a normal Bud.
Right, okay.
Which is, you know... If they had served chocolate martinis, I may well be tempted.
You would have set up camp.
Yeah, 4 hours before it starts.
Mm.
But no, I don't think we'd be watching that. It's just, even when I sat, as I said before, directly in the middle,
yeah.
The show is still pretty boring, to be honest.
Yeah, I was quite close to the middle.
Mm.
I would have thought I would have got a good view from where I was sitting, but I didn't.
No, they desperately need to change that show. I don't really know many people that rave about that.
Mm.
Potentially it's going to be the subject of a poor review show in the future.
Maybe. I mean, I get why they don't have fireworks, but I think...
They can't have fireworks, of course. Yeah.
But I think it does make the show if they have fireworks. I think it does improve it a lot.
But you can do a show without fireworks. It's just they've not done it very well. It's just...
No.
It's like... It's almost like the middle part of Illuminations where the globe's coming around and you have those nice projections.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's all it is for like 12 minutes or 15 minutes, however long it is. So, yeah, we'll be doing something else in the evening. Neither of us were that impressed by Pandora at night.
No.
So it's not like we need to stick around well into the evening.
Once you've seen it, you don't really need to see it again as such.
No. I mean, the Tree of Life and Kilimanjaro Safaris at night are probably the only two reasons I would stay at Animal Kingdom now. And riding Everest at night is fantastic as well.
True. I don't know what other... I mean, we've got potential to go there another day as well.
Yeah.
In the evening.
Exactly. Then on the Tuesday, we're going to my favourite park, which is obviously
Hollywood
Epcot.
Studios.
Animal Kingdom, we're going back. Which is obviously Epcot. We've penciled in Illuminations that day, hopefully, if it's still showing. We don't know.
Of course, it could be a different show.
Could be a different show by then, but we've penciled it in for now. I'm hoping that I'm going to get to see it one last time.
Shed a tear.
I shed several tears every time I watch it anyway.
So if it's the last show, God, there'll be buckets, man, buckets. We just lean you over the edge of the lake.
Yeah.
The level will rise a few centimetres.
If it's the last... Let's say we're there for like the last couple of weeks of Illuminations. Scrap whatever show we were going to see at Animal Kingdom. I'll be there for Illuminations then.
Every possible day that we can see a show, it will be Illuminations.
I'll be there at Illuminations, like, gorging on food and wine, like... So yeah, we're at Epcot all day, and yeah, I mentioned food and wine. We have not booked a restaurant. We're going to be food and wining it all day.
Yeah, this is Ryan's happy day. This is Epcot, Illuminations, and food and wine all in one day, and he'll probably have a pumpkin spice latte in the morning.
Damn right, I'll have a pumpkin spice latte before World Showcase opens.
Yeah,
and then as soon as World Showcase before all of it opens, before
to stretch your stomach.
Yeah, that'll get ready. The pumpkin spices will be mixing in.
Yeah.
And then as soon as all the food items open at about, I think it's 11 o'clock, straight there.
Just imagine the start of a marathon where all the professionals are lined up right at the beginning waiting for the starting gun.
That's me.
That's Ryan at the beginning of Food and Wine.
You're not far off, to be fair. If you see someone sprinting to the first stop, it's usually me.
It's basically you probably play it like a marathon. You're just running to the next drink stop.
Well, this is the thing.
Your sweatband.
But you have to do that, right? Because the slower you eat, the less you can eat.
Right.
So if you get the quicker you get around there, the more you can eat.
The more you can consume
before you get full.
That's the challenge, is it?
And as you're in Disney, calories don't count for anything.
Well, of course not.
So it doesn't matter. They're just going somewhere. I'll worry about where they've gone when I get back.
Fair, they're going out in sweats pretty much.
Yeah,
they?
That's very true.
Especially if you're running around Epcot.
Yeah, World Showcase. Yeah, running around. That's why you always... That's why once you finish your sangria, you move around the corner, you have another sangria, because it's already gone. It's already gone out. You need another drink to quench your thirst. And water.
Not going
to cut. Don't talk to me about water when we've got food and wine. So that's, yeah, that you're right. That is my absolute ideal day in Disney World. I think if I probably had it my way, I would have 3 weeks in Orlando and a week of it would be food and wine. Just dotted around.
Just back. I thought you were going to say back to back.
Not back to back, no. But like dotted about, I would definitely be there quite a lot. So Wednesday, to keep you happy, we're going to Universal.
Oh, come on, you enjoy it as well.
I love Universal. No, I do. I do joke, but I do love it there. We're there to probably write our own poor review of Fast and Furious, Supercharged.
Yeah, I don't think that'll take long.
No. I think we could probably write it now, to be honest, and it would be accurate. It's not faring well in the cast member previews, shall we say. So it'll be interesting to see about what happens with that. But I do like Universal. It's going to be tricky, though, knowing what to run to.
Right, okay. Between what?
Between Fast and Furious.
Right.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Or Kong or Gringotts.
Right, okay. It's going to be interesting for Kong because I haven't queued properly for Kong before.
Oh, yeah, because you're Mr. Express.
I know, I'm just going to be slumming it with all the riff-raff.
Yeah. Well, you'll be wearing magic bands as well, so you'll get dirty looks too. And there'll be me with like 8 magic bands on either arm because I've been collecting.
And some around his legs just in case he's, you know, can scan from any angle.
Exactly. Oh, no, you joke, but I've said before. Last year, I had one magic band on each arm.
Yeah, it's because, efficient.
Well, they have Fastpass stands on either side.
Yeah, not that people see them, because you get people that are just
queuing on the left
on
or whatever.
One of them. Yeah. And there's like the cast member is like, you can do it here, and they're like, no,
we're here.
Everyone must do it on the left.
Sometimes though, when you're because most people wear it, I guess, on the right. When you scout on your left and they see you're wearing two, you kind of get the cast members go nice, nice
pro. We got a pro here.
Yeah. So I'm definitely going to be doing that. We may, you know, even be able to get into our hotel room with our phones now. Did you hear about that?
I didn't hear about that.
So I think they're trialing it first. I want to say the Wilderness Lodge.
Right.
They're trialing it at the moment, or they're about to start trialing it, where...
Was it connected via the app or something?
Yeah. Right. And you can just go up to the sensor with your phone and it unlocks the door, which is pretty cool.
Okay, yeah.
Although... It's probably still easier to use your magic band rather than get your phone out of your pocket.
True. If you've got your phone out, it makes sense. If you don't... The magic bands. I mean, even if you had your phone out, you're probably doing something on your phone, so you could just scan your magic band at the same time.
Yeah, you can. We're doing the motion like you can see it, but you can't. So, unless they make a little app for the watch.
Maybe. Ditch magic bands completely, now you're saying.
Yeah. Just Apple Watch.
Just everyone gets given an Apple Watch. I can go for that.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you pay enough to go there, so.
True.
I'm sure they've got to get an agreement with Apple in place. So, yeah, we're there for most of the day.
Yeah, I think the plan was sort of like mid-afternoon, mid to late afternoon we'll go back.
Yeah, and we're...
We'll go straight to Disney Springs, aren't we?
Yes, straight to Disney Springs to go to Homecoming, which you've eaten at before, haven't you?
Yeah, I ate there last time.
I do like it in there, good food.
I won't be having the chicken and donuts, though.
Oh, yes, yeah, because you had it before. What was your problem with the chicken and donuts?
It's the combination of, like... I don't know if it is sweet and savoury, but it's the combination of the, I guess, savoury chips and stuff.
Mm.
And then the sweetness of the... savouriness of the chicken and sweetness of the donuts.
Yes.
That just was a bit weird.
Yeah, because both times I've been there, I've been tempted to try that.
Mm-hmm.
And each time I've been pulled away by the... I think it's the chicken with the mash...
Right.
Chicken and mash, like classic combo there.
I think I would just go for that again. Go for that. Because the chicken was amazing. The mash was amazing.
Mm.
But, because I think, I don't know if the chicken and donuts comes with mash, but I definitely had mash.
You just steal somebody else's.
I don't know. I don't know if I had it as a side on top of the main meal. Because I definitely had some and it was really good.
Yeah.
And the chicken was really good. It was just the donuts. And the donuts weren't that great.
Yeah, so
the server was like, oh, these are best donuts, and then we ate them and just like, no, they're not. They're really not.
What kind of donuts were they, like, what, really sugary donuts?
They weren't. I can't remember how much sugar they were. Basically homemade, but they were a bit crispy and they were a bit greasy, I think, as well, which didn't help.
We're not really selling the restaurant, are we?
No, we're not selling the donuts. The chicken is amazing. The gnash is amazing. That's what I had.
Yeah, it is good.
That part of it was fantastic. It is good.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure last time I went there, I got ill from something. It wasn't the food. I know that much because several other people had the food, the same dish as me.
Right, okay.
So it wasn't the food. I think it was a bad pint from either Lindsay's or Homecoming. Because both Stu and I, Stu and Laura, who came with me and Donna last year, we got ill the same night.
Right.
Okay. We both got pretty strong stomachs, as you know. So I don't know what it was.
Right.
But it wasn't the food.
See, that's interesting because my mum had a bit of illness after Homecoming.
Did she?
Yeah. But again, I don't know if it was Homecoming because we had well, to be fair, she has something different to us. So I don't know if it was Homecoming or not. But everyone else in the family was fine. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird. I felt fine the next day, so it's definitely not the chicken, because I would have been wiped out for the entire trip.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like, me, my dad, and my brother... No, my brother wasn't there, actually. Me and my dad had the chicken, and we were fine.
Yeah.
But my mum, I think, had a salad.
Don't make friends with salad, do you?
Yeah.
Don't make friends with salad. So there's your lesson learned.
But it may well not have been. It could have been something else.
Yeah, you just never know, do you? So yeah, that's our plan. Oh, and also after Homecoming, this is quite a busy day, really.
Yeah.
So we're doing Universal, Homecoming, and then back to Magic Kingdom to try and do Happily Ever After.
Yeah. So I think the plan was we were going to get a taxi or an Uber to Universal at the beginning of the day.
Yes.
Then get obviously a taxi or an Uber back straight to Disney Springs, where we'll eat, and then get the bus to one of the hotels that connects directly to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. So whichever one turns up first or has the least amount of people queuing for it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd pop in, see Happily Ever After.
Because that's extra magic hours as well, isn't it?
That's right. So we'll see Happily Ever After till like 9:15, and then we'll stay there till like 11-ish,
I
think.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it's quite an intense trip so far.
Yeah.
11 nights sounds like a lot of time on paper.
No, but considering we're going for, well, Epcot's a full-on day, Hollywood and Animal, we're going for extra magic hours in the morning.
Yeah.
So, and we'll probably spend the rest of the day there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty full-on so far.
Yeah. I mean, we might get time to play, like, Crazy Golf or something on Hollywood Studios Day. Because you can get the boat to the Swan, and then it's like a two-minute walk from the Swan.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's free if you stay at Disney hotels.
Cool.
So just a little fact for you there. So Thursday morning, we've actually got free.
Yeah.
But we will be doing something. We just haven't decided what yet.
I think the plan is to go to one of the parks that we've been to so far. Well, saying that, we've been to all of them. But yeah, mixing. Going to one of them, probably not Magic Kingdom, I would say, based on what we're doing after.
Yeah, it won't be Magic Kingdom, I don't think. It will either be Hollywood, Animal, or Epcot. You know, if it was my choice, I'd be gorging on food and wine. But we do have... We're trying to book T-Rex for lunch.
Yeah, midday sort of time.
And then we're heading over to Mickey's Not So Scary.
Yeah.
Halloween party for the evening, where we still need to coordinate some kind of dress-up.
Yeah, there's a discussion around who's dressing up as Lilo.
There's no discussion. The Stitch costume's mine.
Yeah, but you were Stitch last year, so you should be Lilo this year.
I think that's the point. Either way, if either of us dress up as Lilo, we're not getting in, are we? Let's be honest.
I say it's unlikely.
Yeah, I think it's quite unlikely.
Don't think either of us can pull that off.
No, I definitely can't. we'll find you another Disney character.
Yeah, I go as BB-8.
Cinderella, perhaps.
Just roll around.
Just going on roller skates, like dressed in white and orange.
That just sounds awful.
So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be your first ever Not So Scary as well.
Yeah.
So hopefully that will be a good night.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day we're back at Hollywood Studios, and we've got Beaches and Cream that we're looking to book for that.
Yeah.
Which is new to you.
Yeah.
I've only been there once, but it was incredible. Really enjoyed it there. So I'm looking forward to that. And then potentially seeing another show at Hollywood Studios, depending on what we have or haven't seen.
Yeah, previously Beaches and Cream is a walk from Hollywood Studios, isn't it? It's on the boardwalk, isn't it?
It's at the Beach and Yacht Club.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, but they're next door. They're literally next door to each other.
Right, okay. Okay. Yeah, so we can go from Hollywood, spend, I don't know what time we were planning on eating for that day, but spend whatever time at Hollywood and then either walk back to Hollywood or go to a different park for a show.
Yeah.
In the evening.
Food and wine, maybe.
Yeah. Just any extra free time is like food and wine?
It will be. You're joking, but honestly, it'd be like, oh, we're done animal today.
Just eaten, Ryan. I don't.
They're small portions. I can fit another 5 or 6 in. Next day, we're risking it by going to Animal Kingdom on the Saturday.
Yeah, that could be busy.
But we're going to go straight to Pandora, get that done.
Yeah, because I don't think that's extra magic either.
No, it's not. No. We're just going to get there for opening.
Yeah.
Get Pandora done. Spend the day at the park or wherever and whenever we're done.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the boathouse booked in the... Or we will have the boathouse booked, hopefully.
Yeah, which I just realised is a Saturday, so it could be a little bit busier there.
Yeah, it could be.
But if we can get it booked, then that's fine. If not, we can swap it for one of our other days, can't we?
So. Exactly. So that I think that's going to be a good day. Then the next day is the day where I think the both of us are currently the most nervous about.
Bowel defecation.
Yeah.
Imminent.
Exactly. And it's not from the meat that we would have consumed at the boathouse the previous day. So we're going back to Universal and the plan
for
is...
For a full-on day. It's going to be a full-on day.
For a full-on day, the plan is to do our first ever Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah. So get there, forget to Universal for opening.
Mm.
Spend all day there.
Mm.
Then
go to the Hard Rock.
One of my favourite restaurants, Hard
Rock. Yeah, we had to get that in there.
Yeah. I don't know what time that would be, sort of like a late afternoon sort of time, I would have thought. I don't know what time Halloween Horror
probably
starts.
Probably the break between the park closing and getting set up for Halloween Horror Night.
Yeah. And we'll be straight in. Are we planning on getting fast passes for Halloween Horror?
I think
Horror?
We will I think, do, yeah.
Because we've only got the one night.
Yeah.
I think it would be beneficial, wouldn't it?
That way we can get through quicker and I won't crap myself as much.
we have to stand in the queue for so long.
No.
Presumably there's sounds and stuff in the queue.
I'm taking my headphones.
Just like playing happy music inside.
Playing Disney tunes. La, 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 la. But I think we were umming and ahhing about this for quite some time because I was going to go last year and I didn't. But Stranger Things.
Yeah,
it was
the game changer.
I mean, it's the first house they've announced, but that changed it for us, I think.
Mm.
And yeah, so if any of you are going or planning on going on the 21st of October, please help us.
And that's help. That's a genuine request for help.
Yeah,
not to be scared even more.
If you see us, both of us will be crying somewhere.
Yeah,
just pick us up. Buy me a beer. buy Dan a Coke. And just help us, because we're going to need it.
Yeah, and I think we've upset Stu and Laura a little bit. Maybe you've upset Stu and Laura a bit more, haven't you?
Because,
you didn't go last year.
Yeah.
And we're going this year, and it's Stranger Things.
Right, exactly.
So.
Exactly, so... But that's going to be... I mean, that's our second to last night.
Yeah.
Or my last night, depending on if my heart can handle it. Who knows?
So this would be good for the kind of like weight loss, because, you'll go for... whatever many 8 days of eating a lot of food,
yeah,
and then second to last day just defecate it all.
Yeah, exactly. So how many houses did you manage to do, Ryan? Because you obviously had the express pass, the toilet house. That's the one I managed to sit in the entire night.
Whichever one has the biggest brown stain on it. That's where Ryan was.
Exactly. And then our last 4 day, we're going back to Epcot. Probably do a bit of food and wine in the morning.
Yeah,
without doubt.
Reline the stomachs after the previous day.
Exactly. And then those of you who have been waiting for this announcement, La Celia will be our last sit-down meal at Epcot.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be a last sit-down meal. Depends what we do on the final day, doesn't it, really?
That's true,
obviously, we don't have any sit-down credits.
Yeah, but we could eat somewhere.
Yeah, it depends where we are, what we're doing, food-wise. We'll probably have some quick service, so it may well be quick service in Magic Kingdom, mightn't it?
Yeah, so, 10 pumpkin spice lattes, because we've got so many quick service.
10 nuggets and chips from... where
Casey's Corner.
Is it Casey's Corner you can get it from?
Casey's Corner does some good stuff, yeah. Right. I've lost it. It's gone.
Yeah, there's plenty of
There's loads of places, isn't it?
We'll get will fill up before our flight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%, because the plane food's not great.
No.
That's our plan.
Yeah.
That's what it is right now, anyway.
I'm sure it will just change completely from today. Oh, yeah.
It always does. Like, you make this plan, and then there's a restaurant that's not available, or, you know, something else happens, you don't get your fast passes that you want, whatever. But as of right now, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, and I think, obviously, we're going to try and book the majority of the restaurants tomorrow, aren't we? As in yesterday when this comes out.
Yes, so, if we can, yeah.
Yeah, assuming we can, assuming we've got the dates right.
Yeah,
I mean, based on the calendar in the app, you can currently book up to the 11th and we go on the 12th.
Exactly, yeah. So, we should have it right.
Yeah, we should be okay, and hopefully the park hours will, because they haven't officially come out fully, have they, yet?
No, we're just following the previous couple of weeks and assuming it's going
to
be the same.
It seems pretty, like, you can go all the way back from, like, 6 weeks all the way back to the beginning of September.
And the same Magic Hours,
yeah. It's consistent all the time.
Yeah.
The only weird thing that we thought was weird today, because we were planning on booking our Not So Scary, weren't we?
Yes, yeah.
And you can only book them over the phone at the moment.
Which does seem a bit crazy. I've always booked it online, so hopefully they sort it out soon.
Yeah.
But if not, we're just going to bring them up in a couple of weeks and sort it out.
Yeah.
Because as far as I know, none of the dates have been sold out yet. And Halloween's usually the first to go.
Right, well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
So, or the first one, maybe the first night and the last night, which is... No, right. Sorry, not the last night, because the last night's not Halloween. It's sometime in November.
Oh, I thought they stopped it basically dead on...
I don't think so.
31st. Because I thought as soon as it stopped, basically the Christmas stuff started.
Oh, you're right, actually. This year, though, is the 31st, is the last day. So, yeah, I think August the 17th and 31st will be the
August the 17th.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. They're just trying to capture people that go in August that can't go in October.
Yeah.
Or September.
I mean, it's good for people going in August. They get to potentially go to a special event, but it's not Halloween, is it?
No, it's not, like, what, nearly 40 degrees.
It's still summer. It's still...
Yeah, it is a weird one. It is a really weird one. And it's bad because people in summer, you know, they're really restricted towards the end of August when they can see Happily Ever After.
True.
That's the worst part about this event, I think. And the same with Very Merry Christmas, is that it restricts the number of days in which Happily Ever After are at.
So yeah.
And the days that it does show, it's rammed.
Yeah, because, I mean, just looking there, I mean, we obviously got on the 12th, so you've got 12th, 14th, 16th, 18th, 19th. There's quite a few there, isn't there? There's like six or seven...
In the 10 days and 11 days that we're there.
So that does restrict us.
Yeah.
I think, assume we've got our dates right.
I think we have.
We've managed to fit in a Happily Ever After, because I did really enjoy that.
I do like it there.
Yeah.
I think it's a great show. So that's our plan. Yeah, let us know what you think. As to where you can find us, we are on our website, themeparktrailer.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, all of the socials. We're over at Theme Park Trader or Theme Park Trader, whichever platform you're using. I'm on Twitter as well, at Ryan Oggs. That's RYANOGS. Dan, you're on Twitter?
Mm-hmm. Scrooby Online, so SCROBY Online.
And this week we've managed to keep it under the hour, so you're not too bored. So thank you very much for listening. Please do leave us a positive review on iTunes. Just go to iTunes, search for Theme Park Trader, you'll see us there. Leave a review, whether it's just clicking that 5 stars or leaving us a nice little comment. We'd really appreciate it.
Oh, and of course... Let us know what you think of our plan.
Yes, make sure you do let us know what you think of the plan on social, on our website, wherever you want to leave comments, please feel free to do so. Tell us we're idiots, tell us we're great, we don't mind. Just make sure you keep it positive on the iTunes reviews.
Are we still talking about the plan here? Or just generic?
Just generic. To be fair, people do just leave me generic comments on Twitter, like, mostly nice. I've had a couple of insults, but it's all in jest, I hope.
Hopefully. Is that just Craig?
Yeah, usually Craig and Mitchell. Are the ones leaving me negative stuff, but that's all in jest. So thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.
Ah, there you are, and just in time. There's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.